to Native America Calling. From Studio 869 in Isleta Pueblo, I'm Tara Gatewood. The music that we're unleashing today from Diga Wolf is a true reflection of the times. The band calls it their COVIDian epic, and it's the product of what happens when creativity is poured into trying times. Today we'll visit with Diga, the mastermind behind the new album, High Arctic. Here's some of it.
With thunder and lightning, the end of the world.
Stay tuned right after National Native News for our January Music Maker with Diga Wolf.
Tell me you'll miss me, so I won't feel so alone.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Biden administration says its order to pause new oil and gas leasing on public lands does not apply to tribal nations. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
The administration issued the clarification after the chairman of the Ute Indian tribe called the initial moratorium a direct attack on tribal sovereignty. Stephen Fasthorse of the Northern Arapaho Business Council agreed.
Something like that would impact all of us oil and gas tribes pretty bad. It would cripple us.
Fasthorse says those tribes rely on oil and gas revenue to pay for social services, and unlike state and local governments, they don't have a tax base to fall back on. The issue is thornier for climate activists like Dallas Goldtooth with the nonprofit Indigenous Environmental Network.
It's nice to see the administration recognize tribal sovereignty. It is disheartening to see tribes use that to continue fossil fuel extraction.
Moving forward, Goldtooth hopes the Biden administration will support tribes in divesting from the fossil fuel industry. For National Native News, I'm Savannah Marr.
This week, President Biden signed a memorandum on tribal consultation. It directs all executive departments and agencies to engage in regular consultation with tribes. Agencies have 90 days to come up with a plan. Tribal leaders across the country are welcoming the memo. In a statement, Principal Chief of the Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin Jr., applauded the action. Hoskin says meaningful consultation is vital to tribal governments to have a seat at the table to shape policy and hold the federal government responsible. He says the memorandum is the first comprehensive White House affirmation of mandatory consultation with tribes since 2009. The tribal consultation follows directives laid out by the Obama administration. President Biden says he's committed to honoring tribal sovereignty and including tribal voices in policy, and hopes to strengthen the government's relationship with tribes. This week, Washington U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell addressed President Biden's nominee for U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo, and talked about tribal broadband. Steve Jackson has more.
Senator Cantwell introduced legislation last session that would accelerate the deployment of broadband services to tribal communities by setting aside FCC and USDA funds for deployment on tribal lands. At the confirmation hearing for Commerce Secretary, Cantwell made Governor Raimondo aware of the issue.
And the Secretary will inherit a new program as part of the COVID bill, the Tribal Broadband Connectivity Program. A 2019 report from FCC found that less than half of households in Indian Country have access to high-speed broadband services, a 20% gap from non-tribal areas. And so I hope that we will be able to get good administration of that program.
The COVID pandemic has only increased the problem of limited broadband due to more people working from home, as well as distance learning for students. For National Native News, I'm Steve Jackson reporting from Spokane.
Alaska Native artist and illustrator Michaela Goad was honored by the American Library Association this week with the Randolph Caldecott Medal. She's said to be the first Native American to win the award. A member of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes, Goad was recognized for Most Distinguished American Picture Book for Children, We Are Water Protectors. The book, written by Carol Lindstrom, Turtle Mountain, honors water protectors for fighting for Indigenous rights and environmental justice. Awards were announced during the association's virtual midwinter gathering. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
If you're a Native American expanding or starting a business, the Indian Loan Guarantee and Insurance Program supports your lender so your lender can make the business loan you need. Info by emailing dci@bia.gov. The Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development supports this program. Support by Utah Dene Bakea, working to restore Bears Ears National Monument to 1.9 million acres with co-management by tribes. Info on supporting this effort at utahdene.org. That's UTAHDINE.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, joining you live from my homelands of Shirvudui via Skype. How and why songs come to our music makers is an important story. And today we connect with Diga, the lead singer of the First Nations band Diga Wolf, to sample creativity that was born out of endurance. Their new album, High Arctic, has a lot of songs, and many of them began in isolation, where creativity was let loose. We'll hear about some of this and also the journey of getting together with band members to make this album fully available. And there's so much, and we always have to give it up to our song makers for what they bring to this Indigenous talking circle. So today, as we get ready to introduce you to Diga Wolf, I do want to remind you that we are also sharing copies of the album High Arctic, courtesy of the band. And to get one, all you got to do is dial in. 1-800-996-2848 is a number. Share your thoughts with us on air, and we have digital copies for our listeners today. And so right now we are going to go to Yellowknife in Northwest Territories in Canada. With us on the line today is Diga. Diga, thank you for being with us. Thank you for being on air with Native America Calling.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It is. And Diga, definitely, let's get into the story of how some of these songs started brewing. And I know many of us understand what it means to kind of go inside ourselves and, you know, in some of the isolation that is going on with the pandemic. And so tell me more about this album and how it was formed, and then we'll give them a taste of it. But go ahead, share some of that.
Yeah, well, obviously, before the quarantine and the COVID, the band and I, we were planning to go into the studio to record some of the music that we were already working on off the floor in the studio. And obviously the quarantine and the COVID happened, so we had to postpone. We had to postpone the album. And while we were in isolation, I have a studio in my home. It's in a basement. So I just started looking at some old poetries I've written, like in the past. Some a year old, and some 5 years old, and some even 10 years old. It's essentially a stack of poetry in a garbage bag. I opened up and I started looking over some old poems, and I started working with a software. And at the same time, you know, slowly I just started putting things together, some music, and I didn't realize that I was actually working on the next album. It was more like out of, you know, isolation and et cetera. And I love music and poetry, and that's how the High Arctic album came about.
Well, there are some really great things that did come about. And if you'd like to talk directly with DIGA, call in 1-800-996-2848. Let's let them hear what happened. We go now to one off of the album. This is the title cut, High Arctic by DIGA Wolf. Listening to DIGA Wolf right here on Native America Calling. It is our January Music Maker, and we are really enjoying what we are hearing from High Arctic. This is the title cut. If you'd like to join us, dial now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Let's go back to more of High Arctic. Music coming from our song makers. We have DIGA on the line with us. And again, if you'd like to talk directly with him, tell him what you thought of that track. Dial in now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We have 10 digital copies to share with you of this album, High Arctic. Go ahead, dial now. 1-800-996-2848. And so, DIGA, that song, it has a lot of fun in it. And just hearing your voice over some of those riffs, there's a lot of places that we can explore with our ears and our hearts. And for you, tell me a little bit about that song and what we are experiencing as we let it go.
Yeah, thank you. Originally, I started off as a guitar player. I got five older brothers who played music, and they've always been older than me, and I think they still are. They all play guitar. So when I was growing up around the house, that's all I heard, some music. They were huge fans of the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, etc. And when I grew up, I vowed that I would never pick up the guitar because I wanted to become an artist. I love art and I love cartooning. So, you know, I still keep that, like, you know, back of my mind, the paintbrush. And then, you know, I had a brother who came when I was living down south, I think Canada. He came and he sang me a song that he wrote. So I was just blown away by it, and I asked him to teach me how to play. So he taught me some chords and stuff. And then it was like I just fell head over heels with music and the sounds, etc., of the electric. And like, in a sense, I sort of still paint in a sense, except for it's with audio. Just like, I don't know, about 7 years ago, I purchased an album by Skrillex, and my son, he heard the album and he asked, "Who is this?" And I totally forgot about the album, but I looked it up. I said, "Yeah, it's Skrillex." And then he says to me, "How did you make that noise?" And I'm like, you know what? I have no idea. So,
you know, some of the discovery that you're able to do by just sudden chance and you know, kind of undoing some of these different things and where it leads you is amazing. Want to hear more about that? We'll get deeper into Diga's story coming up right after the break. 1-800-996-2848 is how you connect with us in Diga. We're ready for you. Go ahead and dial in again, 1-800-996-2848. A data project from the Mountain States region has the highest per capita fatal encounters with police. We'll hear from a reporter who worked on the project. A Lakota woman received a pardon from President Trump. And two Native women win a prestigious book award. We'll hear about these stories and more on the next Native America Calling.
If you're hurting in your relationship and want to talk, Strongheart's Native Helpline is a confidential and anonymous domestic violence helpline for Native Americans available at 1-844-762-8483 or connect with a live advocate by using the Chat Now button at strongheartshelpline.org. Advocates offer support and referrals for resources daily, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time. This program supported by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
You're connected to Native America Calling. It is our January Music Maker, and we are featuring the sounds of Diga Wolf. High Arctic is their latest album, and as you heard before the break, full of lots of energetic rock rhythms. There's a lot to find on this album. We're going to continue finding out more about it, but again, the invitation for you to join us is there. Go ahead and dial in 1-800-996-2848, and the first 10 people to make it on air will receive a complimentary copy of the album, a digital copy, courtesy of Diga Wolf. And again, my pleasure to have here with us on the line, Diga, who joins us from Northwest Territories, also from the Clinchon Nation. My pleasure to have him here. And Diga, tell us more about that connection, Skrillex, and kind of opening up more of your creativity. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it just so happened that the album came on and he listened to it and he asked me how does he makes that sound. And I said to him, I'll find out for you. And I don't know, that was like 7 years ago. And I'm a studio guy. I love studio, and I went to school for studio, like engineering, sound engineering. And I love Pro Tools. So discovering Ableton Live was a whole new journey for me. And so I started learning Ableton for my boy, so I can teach him. And ever since then, I really enjoy that software. So when the quarantine happened, I never really had a chance to actually do like any projects with Ableton. So when the quarantine happened, I started exploring with Ableton, and that's pretty much how the album came about. And through poetry and through looking back at what poems really moved me and as to why I wrote them. Like, for example, the track that you just played there, Voices in My Head, that's a poem I've written, I don't know, like how many years ago, and I still remember that poem.
Well, you know, it plays true in so many ways, and the timelessness of songs always gets me. And, you know, some of the things that you've been able to do with the different songs in the album are a lot of fun, especially some of that echoey sound, because it always seems like it just amps up the intensity of either the sound or kind of just gives a space for those beautiful lyrics to just kind of come alive. I'm enjoying this music and hearing a little bit behind what went into it. If you want to talk directly with Diga, go ahead and dial in. And Diga, you know what? I do have a caller who would like to chat with you. We're going to go to Utqagaq, Alaska, to hear from Doreen, who is tuned in on KBRW. Doreen, thank you for reaching out. You're connected.
Hello.
Hi, Doreen.
Hi. Oh, I love this music. Thank you for making High Arctic. This music, I've heard it before, a different version, and it just goes right through. I'm from the High Arctic. Maybe that's why. But I loved it. I love it. Thank you so much.
Doreen, thanks for giving us a ring. Again, phone lines are open, 1-800-996-2848. And Diga, you do come from a very special place. Tell us a little bit about how some of that influences also the music that you make.
Yeah, I originally come from a small community called Bechako, formerly called Riedzo. It's just 100 kilometers west of Yellowknife, Northwest Territories. There's roughly 3,000 Shinshon speaking people, and there's three other communities surrounding that. And I think in my hometown there's about 900 people. And I grew up in that small town. And I grew up speaking my language. My dad and my mom, they spoke Kinchon like only, and they didn't speak English at all. And my dad was a trapper and a hunter. And I still remember him trapping a lot, and he would be gone for days on end, and then he comes back, and we're all happy, essentially. And yeah, it's just outside of Yellowknife, and right now I'm living in Yellowknife. For those of you in Kinchon, which is Sambake, that means where the
Well, you know, the songs relate to the land a lot of times, and I'm wondering too, if we have people who are hearing this and are hearing your explanation of where you come from and understand why the sounds that are coming out of you are happening. If you want to join us, anything you want to share with our guest today, Diga, go ahead, call 1-800-996-2848. You know what? We have another caller. Let's say hi to Melvin, who's in Santee, Nebraska, tuned in on KZYK. Melvin, thanks for reaching out. You're on air.
Yeah, good morning. I really was listening to his music, and there were some instruments that I heard like 50 years ago when Buffy St. Marie was playing them. But what were some of the instruments in there? I didn't recognize some of those instruments that were in that song.
All right, Melvin, Diga, go ahead, break it down.
Yeah. Yeah, the instruments that we used on the album is, like, obviously, like a full drum kit. And we have, guitar, and I use a lot of pedals, a lot of house pedals, delay pedals, etc. And I'm a huge fan of my pedal board because it makes all these weird sounds, etc. And I try to experiment as much as I can with my guitar work and amps, different types of amps. And we also have bass on the album. And plus, I use this caribou drum that's on the album. It's a drum that we use in the community for drum bands, communities, where they come together for celebrations, etc. And I also use certain samples, sound samples, and sometimes I make my own samples. I try to do some really, really weird ambient sounds in the background and stuff, and keyboards, etc. So, and a lot of screaming on. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just hearing how some of the layers come together, I think we need to give them another song. But before we do that, I want you to go ahead and meet Ricky, who called in from Spokane, Washington. Thanks for giving us a ring. Ricky, you're on air.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to tell you how hauntingly beautiful your voice is. And it just, your music really touched me, and I just want to tell you how great you are. That's it.
Thank you, Ricky. And anything you'd like to share with her, Diga?
Yeah, thank you so much for the support. I really enjoy the process. I love sharing my experience and my thoughts, my ideas in poetry, and sometimes it comes out like in a song, and you know, it's just a lot of music and sharing. Thank you so much for the support.
Indeed. Ricky, thanks for calling, and you can call too, 1-800-996-2848. We have 7 digital albums to share with you left, so go ahead, don't wait till the last minute, call now. And go ahead, Diga, tell us a little bit about Cabin Fever, because I want to go ahead and give that to our listening audience. Go ahead, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, Cabin Fever was sort of a poem I've written, quite a few years ago. And after the lockdown, the quarantine, I sort of felt like I was getting cabin fever. I think a lot of people were, right? A lot of people were getting cabin fever. And so I remember that poem, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to find that poem. And I found it, and I threw it onto the album. And
cabin fever.
Well, you know what? Let's get out of some of that cabin fever with some great sound right here by Deka Wolf.
Storm's coming. Looks like it's gonna snow. North wind is cold. Trying to stay warm. Your dreams are cold. Woken by the cold wind. Winter has just begun. And it's setting out the sun. So you think about your family. So you think about your son. Probably think you're gone. No point in continuing on.
We have felt some of this cabin fever. Shake it out with us today as we get into more of the music of Deka Wolf, who's on the line with us. And this is Cabin Fever off of the new album High Arctic. We're also giving digital copies away. All you got to do is dial in 1-800-996-2848. Here is more of Cabin Fever.
Maybe we'll find you still. You can't stop now. And you've gone too far. Maybe it's not too late. Maybe there's a chance. Another winter. Cabin fever.
Go. Let's go ahead and hear from a caller. We have William in Central Washington tuned in on KYNR. William, thanks for dialing in. Go ahead. You're on air.
Hi there, Laura. You know, you sound better than ever.
Okay, this is Tara, but I'll go by Laura right now. What you thinking, William?
Sorry. Sorry. But yes, I was just going to comment on the gentleman's I just tuned in, and I was just wondering where he got his inspirations and his aspirations of his music. It sounds wonderful.
I agree with you. Well, William, thanks for reaching out. Hope you enjoy the full album. And we'll get into that part of the story because it's a good one. And maybe even some of the people that you turn to bring out better things in your life, some of his influences. But as we get ready to do that, really appreciate you tuning in here today to hear from one of our song makers. And we know what a big role they play in our lives, especially understanding the times that we're in. And oh boy, times we're in. These songs that were made, you know, during all of these times, during the pandemic, they're very important and very special. And, you know, the stories that they're teaching us are, you know, also providing a lot of strength. And I definitely got to turn it over to Digga Wolf and just thank him for giving us strength through the music, through the lyrics. And it is, of course, an honor to share them directly with you. Go ahead and dial in. We're going to pause here for a moment, but we'll keep the phone lines open. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And you can even tweet your thoughts to us at 1-800-99-NATIVE. That's how you find us on
Support by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the SAMHSA-sponsored Opioid Response Network, working with tribal communities across the nation to address the opioid crisis. Breaking the cycle starts with preventing opioid misuse, treating opioid use disorder with medications and counseling, and recovery support during all phases of recovery. If you or a loved one is challenged by opioid use disorder, you can find additional information at aaip.org.
Thanks for tuning in to Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, coming to you from Mesota Pueblo, and it is our January music maker. Digga Wolf is here with us, and we're swimming in the sound of this Clinchon First Nation-inspired band. And what would you like to say about what you're hearing and what they're bringing this month? Dial in now. We're at 1-800-996-2848. And from Yellowknife, we have Digga on the line. And Digga, our caller wanted to know more about influences. Go ahead and share.
Yeah, thank you so much, old William, for calling in. Really appreciate it. As I said, like earlier, my brothers were huge fans of the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. And when I was growing up, I listened to the Rolling Stones and the Beatles because they reminded me of my brothers when I was in the South in Canada. And so I didn't really have my own, say, music. It was always my brother's music. And then when I think I was like 13 or something like that, somebody was throwing away a CD, and I said, I'll have it. It's my first CD. And lo and behold, it was Tom Waits album, The Rain Dogs. And I just like fell in love with his music, and she really gave me hope because I'm not much of a singer. And so, and his instruments are, you know, he reminds me of Cookie Monster. So yeah, I really loved his work, and I started liking all his other work, and I started searching out his other work and stuff. So, but for the first time, I feel like I found my own music that I can listen to, apart from my brother's music. So yeah, Tom Waits is a huge inspiration. And then after that, I had a friend who like who came up to me like years ago, and he said, "Oh my gosh, you can have this CD. This guy, he really sounds like you." Or, and I'm like, I don't know what I sound like when I play guitar. And the CD that he gave me was Roy Buchanan. And the track that the track that really inspires me is the one that's called the Messiah of the Messiah is coming, and the guitar work on that, it really touches me, and that really inspired me to pursue like even more solos and stuff, and lots of feedback and experimenting with a lot of sounds with my guitar work, etc. So yeah, those are my inspirations, and there are some more, but I know we're short of time.
Every time I hear Rain Dogs, I think of you. And wow, you know, those influences are really strong ones. Hey, William, thanks for asking. We got James on the line also who would like to talk with you. Joining us out of Bad River, Wisconsin, tuned in on WOJB. James, thanks for reaching out. Go ahead. You're on air.
Well, yeah, I'm just blown away by your sound and how you mix the drums with the guitar, and just can't wait to hear the whole album. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot, James. We now go to Adam, who is in Rapid City, South Dakota, tuned in on KILI. Adam, thanks for reaching out. You're on air.
Thank you.
And hello. Adam, how are these rhythms hitting you?
I like the analogy of kind of how Tom Waits inspires people. I think you're better than Tom Waits, and I think Tom Waits is great, but I love the sound of it because it's like nothing I've heard before. So it kind of, I don't know, you have those albums that you keep going back to. I feel like that's what this is for me.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of albums. You've given us a lot of gifts, Diga, and much appreciated. Adam, thanks for reaching out. We're going to go now to Oakland, California. We have Michael on the line, tuned in. Go ahead, Michael. You're connected to Diga.
Yes, good morning, Diga Wolf. First thing that came to mind from hearing your music was reminiscent of Leonard Cohen. He's also a fellow Canadian. Just that deep, low bass, baritone voice and prophetic words over those kind of mystical grooves. But I got a couple questions regarding your musical production. You mentioned being a trained musical recording engineer. And do you use loops, like rather than, say, a live recorded take? Because I know Ableton Live you know, is a loop-based software. And also, as an engineer, do you record other artists in your region?
All right. Thanks for asking, Michael, fellow sound nerd. I like when it gets technical like this. Go ahead, Diga.
Yeah. Obviously, like Ableton is a looping software. We've incorporated that like in our live rehearsal sets. I really like the Ableton for live shows. And I also like to take loops off the drum kit and use them. I record loops as well with my guitars and like anything really. And as far as recording, yes, I do have a studio. It's in Yellowknife. It's in NACA Productions, NAKA, which means Northern Lights in Pinchon. And yeah, I have a studio here, and I've done some projects with people. I recorded some albums with people, and that's what I do. I'm a sound engineer, and I just love sound. Thank you so much.
Again, thank you for your call. And you know what? There's another song on here that does feature words in the language. Let's go ahead and go to that. This is coming to us from Diga Wolf. This is off of the album High Arctic. And right now we're going to go to Aini Ku. What a wonderful song to celebrate, bring in the new year, 2021, our first music maker of the year. It is Diga Wolf. This is the song Aini Ku that you are hearing today. And you know what? Let's go ahead and bring more people into this party. We have callers on the line. I want to go ahead and bring Kent in. And Kent, you are on the line. You're connected to Diga. Welcome.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm really anxious about calling in, but that music's just too good. I wanna get it. It's just so many, hearing so many styles and such great guitar and rhythm. And that first one reminded me of that Hunhur 2 guys that do that throat music stuff. I just love it all. Thanks a lot.
Well, we love it too. Kent, thanks for reaching out. Let's go ahead and say hello now to Rose, who is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening in on KUNM. Rose, thanks for reaching out. Go ahead. You're connected.
Oh, I want to say the music is so inspiring. As a dance researcher and choreographer, I mean, rich images of indigenous futurism just, you know, hit home for me. And I just want to thank him for his music. It's brilliant. Thank you.
All right, Rose. And, you know, Diga, we got to know what you were saying in that track. And, of course, a beautiful language. Tell us more.
Yeah, that song is about my dad. He's a trapper. And it's a small poem I wrote for my dad. Essentially, in my language, it's kind of hard to translate in English, but it sort of, it just talks about my father, the trapper. He lived off his land, and he can survive with his bare hands. he's a trapper, he's a hunter, and he's a gatherer, and he lives on the land, and he can make fire with his bare hands. And so essentially, like, it's just a poem that I wrote for my dad in my language, and screaming, screaming with of the drum song, like, you know. And it's just a, yeah, like, it's for my dad. He's a, he is a trapper and he is a hunter.
And I was first introduced to your music through a track that had you singing in Glitchon with some really, like, nice rock rhythms behind it. And for you putting this language on what some would call contemporary sound, what is that like? Because it just seems so natural when you've blended in all the forms that you have the language to some of these sounds. Tell me more.
Yeah, it's obviously, like, it is a pleasure and, like, an honor to share the language. That's one of the important things that I feel is vital, is to share the language and throw it out there. If you don't share it, you lose it, a sort of kind of thing. And, like, you know, and so, yeah, it's always been a sort of an obsession with me to try to find the proper connection with the language and the instruments and the art behind it. It's sort of trying to communicate both sides, the old and the new, the physical and the spiritual, if you will, of the language, trying to find a place. The instruments are more trying to find a place around the language, so that of the language, it shines, man. And strong.
It does. And we are getting ready to wrap things up here. A couple minutes left. But Diga, of course, I definitely want to let people know where they can find more about you and the music and some of the things that you have coming up. Where's the best place?
Yeah. We're online. My website is at digawolf.com. And, you know, the album can be found on iTunes and other platforms, Apple Music, etc. If you buy the album on iTunes, you get some artwork, some cartoons that I also love to do. It's called Jimbo Bear cartoons. So yeah, certain platforms you can't. They don't like include a booklet. But certain platforms do, and one of them is iTunes. So, yeah, you get some cartoons.
Very nice. And I enjoyed the cartoon that is on the album. Gave me a real good laugh. Many talents that you have, thank you for sharing them with us here today on Native America Calling. And that's going to wrap it up for our first Music Maker of 2021. Thank you to Diga of Diga Wolf for joining us. Also, thank you to Diga as well for providing copies of High Arctic to our callers today. And if you missed anything in the hour, or you just want to hear some of those beautiful sounds again, you can find this program on our website, NativeAmericaCalling.com. We wish you the best with more of your song making, Diga, and to all of our musicians who continue to create, all of our artists who continue to create. We really appreciate everything that you give back to our Indigenous circles. I'm Tara Gatewood. Join us again tomorrow for a look at Native news. Thanks again. We'll meet you here tomorrow.
Native America Calling is supported by Oregon State University eCampus. The strength that comes from your tribal community can make all the difference in reaching your goals. Oregon State eCampus is committed to providing another source of strength with a supportive educational community that respects your culture. Earn your degree online, but not on your own. Visit ecampus.oregonstate.edu/Native America Calling.
Ah, het schoolhout. Hoe kwebs tzog wel aan een kruspioten neje spent je esloop en hessen koe? Putu edzen lo, boosem koeks kwetten die test emmy seats, al kets koolstum, kets je eet lo aan een kruspioten. Tchkokel tozent lo a skelly suchmariem jet je sakum kol necht te semi. Tchkoimit healthcare.gov, ucha tchkokel tozent 1-800-318-2596. Yes, ma'am, eet in Centers for Medicare u Medicaid Services.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service. Music is by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.